Who is Israel? And the Lord said, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but instead Israel, for you have struggled with God and man and have overcome. The book of Genesis tells the bittersweet story of a man named Jacob, son of Isaac, and grandson of Abraham. Jacob receives a new name from God after leaving his father's home. The Lord appeared to Jacob in two dreams, in which he renamed him Israel. Genesis recounts an incident of Jacob taking advantage of his brother Esau at a time when he was very hungry. Jacob convinced Esau to give him his birthright in exchange for a bowl of lentils. While Esau should not have consented, Jacob bears responsibility in using a weak moment against his brother. On another occasion, Jacob schemed with his mother to deceive his father Isaac to steal the firstborn blessing, which rightfully belonged to Esau. Following this, Jacob's parents sent him away for a time to escape his brother's fury and to take a wife from the daughters of his mother's brother, Laban. On his journey, one night, Jacob has a dream. In this dream, God speaks to him. The Lord promises and affirms to him the same covenant he promised to his father and grandfather. When Jacob awakes, he vows that if God will take care of his needs and return him to his father's house in peace, that God indeed is his God. Then he continues on his journey. Upon Jacob's arrival to his uncle's home, he encounters Rachel, Laban's youngest daughter, and he falls in love with her. He offers to work 7 years for Laban in exchange for Rachel's hand in marriage. Jacob's uncle agrees, but deceives him on the wedding night. Laban sent Leah, his eldest daughter, into Jacob's tent, awaiting his expected bride, and most likely intoxicated, Jacob slept with Leah, making her his wife. Laban's reasoning is that it was not customary for the youngest daughter to marry before the elder. As Jacob took advantage of his brother and deceived his father, so he falls victim to manipulation and deceit. And further, he serves Laban another 7 years for his desired bride. During the years of Jacob's service to his uncle, he fathers several children and prospers as a sheep herder. There are disputes regarding Jacob's prosperity, and in due time, the Lord tells Jacob to return to his father's house. Trouble with Laban hastens Jacob to flee with his family and flocks. Approaching his father's home, fearing Esau's anger, Jacob seeks the Lord. He wrestles with God through the night to receive his blessing of assurance for peace. As morning dawns, the Lord renames Jacob, calling him Israel, for he struggled with God and prevailed. The name Israel is an English translation of the Hebrew name given Jacob by God. It comes from two words. One, meaning straight or right, and the other meaning God. There are numerous variants, but in each instance, the meaning and intent are the same. The literal delineation of the name Israel is right with God, straight with God. In reference to the nation of Israel, it means little righteous people. In some of the commonly used Bible study tools, the name Israel is determined as ruling with God, he will rule as God, and God prevails, asserting the two root words denote prevail and power or strength. The assertion God prevails is closest to the intent and speaks to the heart of the name. Through Jesus, we have prevailing power to overcome, an assurance for peace with Christ and with people, just as Jacob did. How appropriate Jacob's new name is. The deceiver becomes right with God and with man, specifically his brother Esau. This is very clear in an examination of the name and in the contextual setting. It is noteworthy that God promises a new name to everyone who overcomes, victorious through faith in Jesus. Through Jacob's faith in God, he overcame and received the blessing he sought for peace with Esau. Renamed accordingly, Jacob overcame through the prevailing strength of the Savior and emerged as Israel, right with God and man. Israel is the representative name of all who closely followed Jesus by fastening to him with overcoming faith. As the name indicates, when referring to the nation of Israel as the little righteous people, so are Christians. We are the righteous people of God through faith in his prevailing strength in our lives. Christ's righteousness is our righteousness by faith in him. As Jacob would not let Jesus go, so we in faith should not let Christ go either. Israel, the true nation of God, is the little righteous people who, by persistent faith in Jesus, overcome. All who believe in Jesus are true Israel. They are those who seek God by faith in Christ, and their works do follow them. The true Jew, the true nation of God, has always been those who seek and follow the Lord in faith. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. True Israel is faith-filled Jews and Gentiles who trust in Jesus for their deliverance, help, and salvation. And this is the message of Jacob, renamed Israel by God. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. In our struggle, clinging to Jesus is a must. As Jacob prevailed through faith in Christ, so we prevail through our faith in Jesus and receive God's assurance and blessing. Empowered by the Savior, we become faithful overcomers and in the end arrive safely to our true home, the promised land, even as Jacob returned home in safety and peace. We fail, we sin, and we turn our hearts away from God. But if we will realize our desperate need for God's help and seek Him for it, then, like Jacob, we will receive the assured blessing of being right with God and with people, and be a part of the true nation of Israel, the righteous little people. Hold on to Jesus. Don't let Him go. He loves you. Love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord promised to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.